And now, here's our host, Akasha Shabakan.
Om Shante, my friends. Hey, I'm glad you joined us again. I know Akasha's been away for a while, but, you know, we all have to have a vacation every now and then, and, hey, I'm no different. Just needed to step back, spend some time with the family, and while I've been away the past 3 weeks, I'd say, I've also been on a mission to get you more information, important information, I believe, that is about who we are, what we are, why we're here, and what is going on with everything. So, you know, it hasn't been that I've just been goofing off. I have actually been doing a lot of research in the past few weeks, and we're going to bring you a lot of that research here in the following weeks. Today, we're going to bring you a program. It's a series of recordings of scientists, philosophers, spiritual teachers, and they're going to be talking about consciousness and what really creates our reality. I know we've been doing a lot of stuff about manifestation and so forth, and this is going to tie into all that, so listen to it closely, because these guys really know what they're talking about. Let me just tell you, throw out some names of some of the guys that are on this recording. Guys like David Lynch, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Deepak Chopra, David Wilcox, David Icke, Grant Morrison, Greg Braden, Michael Talbot, Neil Kramer, Bill Hicks. Now, of course, Bill Hicks is a comedian, but he throws in some philosophy. He's got a lot of philosophy going on in his comedy, so wanted to throw him in there too. Also, I want to, have to express that each one of these gentlemen here that are on this recording, I want to give them their due. They're excellent, knowledgeable people, and they deserve their due. So we're mentioning that they are on this recording. Also in the spirit of transparency, I want to mention that in the background, the music playing in this recording is some music. It's called First Sleep, and it's by Cliff Martinez. So I just wanted to mention that. Cliff deserves to be mentioned. This is some decent music Cliff's put out there, and it's playing in the background while these gentlemen are speaking. So, need to get that out there. Now then that we've gone through all of that, what are we trying to do here? We're trying to tie manifestation with reality, and reality with consciousness. And what we're finding is that more and more science is saying what we've always known as metaphysicists, that consciousness creates everything. Everything in the universe is created by consciousness. And don't take my word for it. Check it out. You can check it out. There's lots of information out here about consciousness and what it does to create our reality. And speaking of creating reality, what if you don't like the reality that you have? What if you don't like it? Can you change it? Why, heck yeah, you can change it. But you don't do it from without. You don't do it outside of yourself. That's not where your reality is created. Your reality is created within. It comes from within you. So if you want to change what's going on in your life, do it from within. That's where it's created. So if there are things about your life that you don't really like so well, go inside and change it within. Because the universe is a reflection from within. And it is an outward reflection of what is going on within us. I know this gets big and hard to swallow sometimes because there are 6 billion of us on this planet and we're having similar realities. We're having similar experiences. But the science of all this says change what's going on within and you'll change what you see without. That's what we're all trying to do, right? We're trying to manifest that ideal reality. And that means if you're lacking something and you don't have it showing up in your life, then go within. Create it within. Know that it's going to show up in your reality. And it will show up. Sometimes very quickly. And the more you practice this, the quicker it will show up. So, you know, here's just a little sneak peek of what I'm going to be talking about. Some people, you ask people, well, what do you really want to do? Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't really know what I want to do. Well, therein lies a problem, my friend. How can you expect the reflection of I don't know what I want to do to be what you want it to be? Because I don't know what I want to do on the inside reflects outwardly that I don't know what I want to do. So whenever you're trying to decide what it is that you want or things that you desire, things that you want to show up in your life, go in clear, concise mental picture of what it is that you want your reality to look like. And hold that mental picture. Hold it. Hold on to it. Do not let it go. And what will happen then is it will show up in your reality. It will show up in your outward world. And it's not being created in the outer world. It's being created inside of you. Let's take a real simple example of this. Let's say that you're, for some reason, you have a problem of finding the right mate. And what you notice in your reality, and that reality that's reflecting back to you, is that you keep choosing the same kind of person over and over and over again. Every time you find yourself out on a date with someone in a couple of weeks, this person's just like the last person that I was dating. And this happens a lot. So how can you change that? Well, it comes from within. What you want in a mate, what you want to create, is something different. So get a clear, concise picture of who it is that you want to date and that you want to spend the rest of your life with. And that, my friends, will show up in reflection in your outer world. That person will come to you. So that's a real simple little example. You can do it. I know you can. But you have to hold that picture. You have to hold that desire. Don't let anything change it. Don't let anybody change it for you. Just hold on to it. So anyway, hey, we're going to get into this recording here pretty quick. Before I go, I want to remind you again to question everything. Question everything. I mean this. I mean, take your religious thoughts, your thoughts that you have about religion that you think are factual, and look at them and explore them and go deep into them and find proof that they are what you think they are. And if they turn out not to be exactly what you think they are, then accept that and change your belief. Change your belief to what it is that you can prove is real. All right? So question everything. Not only question it, but dig into it. Find the real truth. And if it is different than what you believe it is, then you have a new belief. And take that new belief and hold on to it tightly, and that'll be a new reality for you. So continue on out there, and remember what I always say. I know you hear this stuff on TV all the time, but I'm going to do it again. Hey, the truth is out there. And most of the time, here's what I've found, is most of the time, it's hidden right in front of us. It's right before our very eyes. It's not even really hidden. We just don't see it. We don't even think of it as being hidden. But we just don't acknowledge it. It's like we see it, but we ignore it. And it's out there. The truth is out there. And question everything. Those are two of the most important things that I can say to you today. And thirdly, create it. If your reality is not exactly what you want, then create it. Go forth. Go inside. Get a clear, concise mental picture of what it is that you want to create. And hold on to that thought. Hold on to that belief. And that's what will be reflected back to you in this hologram that we call life. All right. So this is Akasha Shabakan. Hey, I'm glad you're with us. I hope you all enjoy this recording today, because these guys are just fabulous. They're scientists, they're teachers, they're spiritual teachers, and they're some of the world's greatest philosophers. So enjoy it. Get something from it. Maybe you'll have to listen to it 10 or 15 times. I don't care how many times you listen to it, but listen to it. It will help you change your life, and through changing lives, we can change the entire planet. That's what we need to do right now. This planet is so full of fear and war and just crazy stuff, like, you know, like war. What is it all about, and why do we need it? Let's do away with it. Let's become love. Let's become love, vibrate at a little bit higher frequency, and leave fear behind us. Let's raise our consciousness. Let's raise it. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm doing this show about. Raise your consciousness. Because all there is consciousness. So, question everything. Find the truth, because the truth is out there. It's right in front of your eyes. Hey, this is Akasha Shabakan. I hope you love this recording. And peace and love, my brothers. And I'll talk to you again soon.
Tonight's talk is Consciousness, Creativity, and the Brain. And if you have a golf ball size consciousness, when you read a book, you'll have a golf ball size understanding. When you look out, a golf ball size awareness. And when you wake up in the morning, a golf ball size wakefulness. But if you could expand that consciousness, then you read the book, more understanding. You look out, more awareness. And when you wake up, more wakefulness. It's consciousness. And there's an ocean of pure, vibrant consciousness inside each one of us. And it's right at the source and base of mind, right at the source of thought, and it's also at the source of all matter.
There is no matter as such. All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force which brings the particle of an atom to vibration and holds this most minute solar system of the atom together. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter.
Matter seems like a good place to begin. The solidity of the world seems totally indisputable. As a fixed thing that you can see and touch, your body is also reassuringly solid. But beginning with Einstein, modern physics has assured us that this solidity is a mirage.
All of physical matter, everything we have around us, is the result of a frequency. And what that also means is that if you amplify the frequency, the structure of the matter will change.
What this self-contained system is a hologram. It's what I call the super hologram. Everything within it is an expression of that hologram. This is one of the great characteristics of a hologram, is that every part of a holographic picture is a smaller version of the whole.
It's as if reality is so connected that when you look at one small part, you can see things about other parts, that the entire whole is contained in the part. And in a sense, you can't divide reality up because we're cutting off a hologram. We can't find where one particle is because it's always a reflection of all particles.
In a hologram, the whole pattern is whole and complete unto itself. And if you were to take any little portion of this whole out and examine it closely, you will see the entire pattern repeating itself again and again and again. Anywhere in this pattern, if we were to change one little aspect on any one of these little holograms, that change would be reflected throughout the entire system.
Quantum physics has revealed what ancient masters knew. Matter does not exist. The concept of substance arose from the philosophy of Aristotle. And from that concept came science's conception of matter. The fact of the matter is that the substance of the universe is consciousness. Belief that the substance of the universe is matter leads to what I call a fear-greed dichotomy, as people in their quiet desperation attempt to accumulate as many material possessions and riches as possible. In fact, the substance of the universe is consciousness. Therefore, it is behavior that is important.
If you get into the realms of fear, fear is a very slow, dense vibrational state. And the more you embody fear, and the whole of this manipulated society is globally is structured to make us fear, to make us have stress, to make us worry about tomorrow, and have guilt about yesterday, and forget about now. It brings us into a slow vibrating dense state.
We should be very careful about what we believe about the future. The more you attach to a belief system, the more, if reality is holographic, you're helping create it by believing it. And you know, the great clairvoyant Edgar Cayce said that our every thought, that reality is built out of thought, and our every thought starts to build reality. And we're like, every thought is like a spider, we're like spider spinning web, and that web starts to build and build.
Information is the key. Because this matrix, this illusory reality that we think is real, people say to me, what is the matrix? Answer, it's information.
Information creates fractals. As information flow increases, the number of fractals, mathematically speaking, increase. This was demonstrated by a mathematician named Theodore Gordon. Fractals are unpredictable functions, so things are becoming more and more unpredictable.
When you start getting into fractals and chaos theory, when you look at it in terms of a society, this is where it starts to cross over into the so-called Illuminati or the negative elite, the world leaders, with their philosophy of order out of chaos. There is some truth to that, in the sense that when the system becomes destabilized, there will be rhythms that will be organized constantly.
At the subatomic level, reality behaves in accordance with the expectation of the observer, or the measurer, the scientist. Why is that remarkable? Because everything in the universe is composed of those subatomic particles.
These atoms are particles that are whirling at lightning speeds around huge empty spaces, and the particles aren't material objects. They're fluctuations of energy and information in a huge void of energy and information.
What the science now is showing is that when you can change the field that the atom is in, you change the atom. We're made of those atoms. So when we have feelings in our hearts, we're changing the field that connects the stuff everything is made of, and we literally are altering our physical reality.
Once you establish the reality we live in, and the nature of what the physical body is, this biological computer, and the nature of what we are, which is consciousness, and then you start, as I have, looking at the way this world is structured, and how it works, and why they do this, and why they do that, it suddenly brings into crystal clarity why the world is structured as it is. Because, you know, people look through their eyes and they think this is the world, but it isn't. It's a tiny, tiny frequency range within an infinite energy field of infinite frequency ranges. And basically it's like a holographic television channel.
It is the act of consciousness that actually creates the building block the universe is made of. I can't imagine a universe that exists without us, because it's the act of us observing the world around us that is creating, allowing us to create as we go in a participatory universe. We may never find the edge of our universe as we're looking to define what this universe looks like. We may never find the smallest particle in the quantum world to see what this stuff is that we're made out of. And the reason is because everywhere we look, everywhere that consciousness explores with the expectation that something will be there, that exploration, that act of looking, observation, is the act that creates something for us to see. That we are actually building this universe as we go.
Consciousness is the programming language of the universe. We are consciousness conductors. That's what we do. That's who we are. Mm. Consciousness comes through us, emanates from us. We are the creators. We are the ones who are targeted on this planet, because we are the ones who transmit the reality just like everybody else does. If you switch your brain off and you are sucked into the mainstream media illusion, we must understand that we are being used, because we create reality. So if we are manipulated in a certain way, and if we are modulated in a certain way, then our creation becomes not ours but somebody else's.
And what happens if we all do it, everyone in this room decides to take control of reality? I'm talking about reality, I'm talking about quantum physics, I'm talking about taking control of things from the quantum level up, from the molecular level up, and it works. One of the things we're actually dealing with is some, as I say, some kind of operating system that can be hacked using words.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because